because it's a Friday. Welcome to the Good Day Show. I'm Ken Kessler. I'm not Doug Steffen. Doug Steffen is on his way. He, as he is sometimes wont to do, he flew across the country last night from his farm up in Massachusetts out into California. So he's on my side of the country, but a little discombobulated. So he should be along later in this hour. And you can feel free to give us a call at 888-302-3684. And make sure you give Doug a call when he gets here so you can let him know what a great job I'm doing. It's 7 past the hour, and as we usually do in this hour, we talk about a lot of the latest issues on talk radio, and we get you some audio from talk radio shows all over the country and some from the talking heads on TV. And one of the big ones a lot of people will be talking about today is the crazy situation that happened in Washington, D.C. yesterday. And I'm not talking about politics. It was the chaotic scene. You've probably seen some of the video where a woman driving a black Infiniti crashed into a security barrier and a Secret Service officer at the White House. She then turned around, sped toward the Capitol building. She was momentarily stopped there, and police surrounded the car. They had guns out and everything. And then she slammed it into reverse, crashed into another police car, took off. Went through one of the roundabouts that you'll see all over Washington. And when I say sped off, if you haven't seen the video, I didn't know cars could go through the some of the streets in Washington this fast. But they said she was using the car as a weapon. Chase went on, and she crashed into more barriers, or I heard some say a kiosk in front of the near the Capitol building. Police opened fire, and she was killed. There are the news media. This is one of those things where the news media, fighting to be first on everything, gave out lots of crazy reports on this. There were reports that she had been shooting at people, that that several people were killed or at least shot, and it turns out that she was not even armed at all. I mean, she was using a car like a battering ram, and there was no way for police to know that. But CNN was one of the most egregious. They had reports about the motive behind this, that it was tied to the shutdown, or that it was tied to Obamacare, that that she was armed, as I said before. They had lots of crazy reports, and none of that turned out to be true. There was a one-year-old child that was in a car seat in the back seat and remarkably was unharmed through all of this. And other than that, we don't really know a lot. We know the woman's name. I don't know what difference that would make at this point, that she had a history of some mental problems. She was from Connecticut, but nobody knows yet why she did this. The folks in D.C. are just kind of left scratching their heads, wondering what the heck this was all about. Here's a little of the audio, as I mentioned before, that we try to get to you from a talk host, Rick Sanchez, who used to work at CNN, actually. He's talking to reporter Doug Parrish, who was on the scene in Washington when this event happened.
What was it like? What do you know?
We're breathing kind of a sigh of relief here this afternoon. Uh-huh. Because thankfully, this did end rather quickly, so that was good news. So you've heard how this started. This woman tries to ram a gate near the White House,
mm-hmm.
and then a police chase starts.
Motive unknown, by the way, still, right?
Right. We don't know
why
she did this. So a police chase starts down Pennsylvania Avenue. If you're familiar with the layout of downtown Washington, Pennsylvania Avenue kind of runs in between the White House and the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 2 miles in between, I would say, maybe a mile, mile and a half. The chase ends outside of the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
We heard before from U.S. Capitol Police, because there were earlier reports that a Capitol Police officer had been shot. Mm-hmm. Well, that didn't happen, thankfully, but the U.S. Capitol Police officer was hit by the car.
Mm-hmm.
So this police officer was injured, and he's doing okay. He's at a hospital. We do know that shots were fired, and we do know that she was shot. U.S. Capitol Police opened fire on her car, which is a which is what they're going to do when one of their officers is hit by a car. They open fire. She is shot, and she's taken into custody.
But wait, wasn't there a baby in that car?
There was a baby
oh
in the back
goodness.
Of the car, which makes it even more bizarre.
Ugh.
So was she the mother of this child, a relative? We don't know at this point. When we heard about that there was a baby in the car, that almost makes you want to think that this was some kind of domestic situation.
Yeah.
But then, why would a domestic situation start at the White House and then carry on to the Capitol?
Just one of many questions that this whole thing brings up. What a crazy situation. And Washington, D.C. police and security are catching a little heat about this because she was unarmed. And there's a lot of question about whether or not they did the right thing in opening fire. Coming up, we've got a former FBI assistant director who says they absolutely did the right thing. And we will get to that next. It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
When you see it, you want it. When you hear it, you want it even more. And when you drive it, that's when you just have to have it. Introducing the F-Type from Jaguar. It's your turn to experience the legend for your lifetime. Learn more at JaguarUSA.com or take a test drive at your local Jaguar retailer. The 2014 Jaguar F-Type. It's your turn.
Are you using your smartphone to listen to music in the car or for GPS navigation? How would you like to do both without the risk of getting a ticket or causing an accident? Check out what's new from Kenwood, the number one mobile electronics brand in the country. With Kenwood, you can connect to your smartphone and safely control all your favorite apps by touchscreen while enjoying that legendary Kenwood sound. Learn more by visiting liveconnecteddriveconnected.com and to find a Kenwood dealer near you.
16 after on Good Day. I'm Ken Kessler. Doug Steffen will be along soon. We're talking about the Capitol shooting that happened yesterday. And here's a piece of audio from CNN featuring host Aaron Burnett with former FBI Assistant Director Tom Fuentes, who says that law enforcement handled this situation absolutely correctly.
This is a moment before the high-speed part of the chase. The officers have the car completely surrounded. One, two, three, four, five of them at least, all with their guns pointed, and they're right next to the car. How did they not see a one-year-old baby in the car?
Well, you don't know whether they saw the baby at that point. You know, usually when you approach a car outside, you might get a reflection from the sunlight, not be able to see into it. She might have had darkened windows that they couldn't see through mm-hmm. either. So you just don't know what they knew or what they saw. They don't really have her boxed in with their police cars because she is able to
right.
bang off of one car and actually drive away from that. So they didn't have her completely boxed in to where she couldn't drive away. But the other concern is there possibly explosives in that car? Is she possibly a terrorist bent on driving that car into the White House or into the Capitol?
So is that the fear? Because, you know, because people will say, well, look, I mean, this is horrible, but at the same time, I mean, there was a baby in the car at this point. We don't know, but multiple sources have told CNN at this point they don't believe that she had a weapon at all. And obviously this ended with her being shot. And it seems like what you're saying is, well, that is a fair way for this to have ended, given the situation.
Well, I can tell you, during my 36 years as a sworn law enforcement officer, you're trained not to fire at somebody if there's a possibility that a stray bullet is going to hit somebody that's innocent. In this case, whether it's the child in the car or whether
right.
it's the tourist out on the sidewalk, you know, normally you wouldn't do that. However, if there's a possibility it's a terrorist act, and you don't know that, if it's a possibility she has a trunk full of explosives, which you don't know that, she could possibly kill hundreds of people. And at that point, stopping her is the only thing on their mind. Do not let her proceed, if at
right.
all possible, because she could kill hundreds of people. And frankly, the one or two people that are in jeopardy have to be compared against possibly hundreds that could be killed.
Amazing, amazing the way this unfolded yesterday. And while it was going on, of course, our congresspeople and senators and everybody were going about business, even despite the shutdown. In fact, here's Taco's Jeff Wagner, who talked to Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, who was actually in his office on Capitol Hill while all this was going on.
Where were you when you found out about this incident?
Well, literally in our conference room in the Hart building here. And I was meeting with about a dozen people from Wisconsin. And, you know, again, we've got a pretty scaled-down staff here, just a couple people and some interns. And so we were able to gather everybody together first in a conference room. Then as the we could see, it really wasn't affecting our building. We just brought them all into my office and served them some water if they wanted some, a couple Diet Cokes, and just waited it out.
Senator, what have you been told? We're kind of dependent on the national reports and stuff. Have you learned anything about, you know, what happened, what the incident was involving?
No, really, we're watching the same national news as you are. You know, we obviously had the internal warnings that went off immediately. And, again, I would say that the emergency procedure worked pretty good, certainly in our office. And I would say in the Hart, there was one member of the group that was with me that was a little late, and she was a little concerned because she got kind of locked out. And then we got you know, a call and we were looking for her. And I actually went out in the hall and shouted her name trying to look for her. And we finally got her in. She was obviously concerned.
So it doesn't appear, Senator, from the reports that we're hearing, that members of Congress or the staff, people actually inside the buildings in Capitol Hill, in this case, were really in danger. The Capitol Police were able to take care of the problem and keep it outside the buildings?
Yeah, it sounded like this was really the kind of the end result of some kind of high-speed chase. I don't think anybody knows why. I mean, the fact of the matter is it happened right outside the Hart Building. We're on Constitution and Second, and that's pretty much right where this occurred. So we can't see exactly that corner. We're on the other corner. That was pretty much the southeast corner of the building. We're in the northeast corner.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On a good day, I'm Ken Kessler, and not Doug Scott, but Doug is on the way. He flew across the country last night, and he's getting reacclimated to California and is on his way to the studio and should be with us later on this hour. That was David Bowie with Fame, number one this week in 1975, and I really like that song, and I'm the one who's here, so I was able to get Michael to play it for us. We're moving on now to the government shutdown as we enter day four. We try to give you both sides, so we'll hear from a Democrat, and then in a few minutes we'll hear from a Republican about it. Right now here is talk host Ray Dunaway with Congressman John Larson, Democrat from Connecticut, and they talk about how this shutdown is different than previous government shutdowns.
There had been shutdowns before. Before you got there in 99, it was 95, 96.
Right.
There was a shutdown then. It was fairly lengthy. Even under Tip O'Neill, there were shutdowns. There were shutdowns during the Carter administration. How is this one different, John?
Well, it's extraordinarily different because it also comes up against the debt ceiling. And the most frustrating thing, Ray, and I'm sure you saw the Current this morning, where the potential for 5,000 layoffs in our leading manufacturer in the state of Connecticut for furloughs over something that doesn't need to happen, that's something that is ideologically driven, that has nothing to do with the budget, which is what this discussion for a continuing resolution, which you hear everybody saying CR, that means continuing resolution to keep the government opening. We're talking about keeping the government open for the next 6 weeks and have already compromised at the level that the Republicans want. Listen, I say Republicans, but let me assure people in the Northeast, the Republicans I'm talking about are nothing like the Republicans in the Northeast.
Well,
there is a virulent brand of Tea Party-esque people that unfortunately are the tail wagon of the dog here. And, you know, to say that, if you'll defund 20 million Americans from getting health care, then we'll go along with what you've compromised on already.
Hey, John, can I ask you a question here just very quickly? Part of it was about that, and that was the objection that I think basically Mr. Reid had and the president would have had, and that was, you know, we're going to cut away the money that was used to fund the implementation of health care reform. All right. But I understand it would be going on anyway without the funding.
What will be going on?
Basically, this train's already going down the tracks. I mean, it's going now.
This is already the law of the land. You're right, Ray. This is already the law of the land that's been upheld by the Supreme Court, that's gone through a presidential election. So, and it was not impacted by this at all. But, you know, so this notion was purely ideological.
Yeah.
And that's what's so frustrating, because here's what's the most frustrating to me, Ray. We can't get a vote on it. We cannot, in the House of Representatives, they put this vote on, the Northeastern Republicans will join with everybody else across every Democrat,
yeah.
And I think far more Republicans, and vote for a clean CR and keep the government going for the next 6.5 weeks, and then take your political issues and your ideological issues to the conference where they belong. It's about time, and this is what the people are frustrated. Congress has got to stop behaving like babies and act like adults and get in the room and do what's expected of you,
yeah.
And what's expected of you to do your job.
Do you hear anything new in there? That, I think, is one of the most frustrating things, that there isn't anything new. But Doug Steffen is here, and will be in just a moment.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Live at the Academy of Music 1971 is a new release from the iconic group The Band, capturing one of their most famous live sets of their storied career. We spoke with founder and principal songwriter Robbie Robertson about it and the pressures they faced after the success of their first album.
It's hard to describe, you know, what this does to the human spirit when fame and fortune enters the room. And a lot of people try their best to keep their feet on the ground. Some people just go with it, but a certain insanity sets in. We had reached a deeper place in putting our music together. And then when this kind of popularity or fame or whatever came along, like it does to most people, it sent individuals, we weren't in the same circle anymore. It sent individuals in different directions. And we had to pull everybody back in every time to do something. By the time we made The Last Waltz, you know, part of that message for me was that, you know, an awareness to this danger and this craziness, and sure enough, some of the guys in my band died.
That's Robbie Robertson of The Band on a recent release, Live at the Academy of Music 1971. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny did a nice job whilst I found my way to the studio.
Thank you.
And yes, you're a fine lad and did a fine job. The studio being the CRN Digital Studios in Los Angeles, where I am. Thanks to the hotel operator at the Hilton Hotel in Woodland Hills for not exercising common sense. He couldn't believe that anybody would want a wake-up call at the hour of the morning. So he says, oh, this has to be a mistake. Yes, it was a mistake. You made it. I needed to be up and at it. So at any rate, it's fine and dandy as sugar candy. Nothing to be sugar-coated as the conversation continues about the government shutdown. So let's put a few more pieces of this together, along with your calls, as usual, at 888-302-3684, which is 888-302-DOUG. Here is an excerpt from a conversation talk host Dave Gratian and Bob Madison had with Senator David Vitner of Louisiana from our affiliate KSYL. They talk about the stalemate that is now being presented here as the government continues to be shut down.
Tell us about this craziness that's going on in Washington, right?
Well, really, it's a stalemate. I think the path forward is the normal path forward when you have a House bill and a Senate bill on a topic that are different. Mm-hmm. To appoint a conference committee, a limited number of people get in a room and work out some reasonable compromise. And to their credit, that's the last thing the House passed, said, let's go to a conference committee. But Harry Reid refuses to do that, and the president refuses to do that. So that's where we are.
Senator, we were talking earlier with some callers about the debt ceiling, and they said basically if you're going to vote for an increase in the debt ceiling, only appropriate enough money that has been committed already and not 1 cent more.
Yeah, well, that's essentially what I believe. I would put it a little bit differently, but it's the same basic idea, that we shouldn't increase the debt ceiling unless we're also passing a plan to deal with the underlying problem of spending and debt.
Which is what I said. Exactly.
Yeah, that's the same basic idea. But if we're just going along our merry way and saying it's perfectly fine for 40% of everything we spend every year to be borrowed money, then time out.
Yeah.
I'm not going along our merry way and making no reasonable changes. So we need to get on a path that's sustainable. You know, to me, it's sort of like you have a brother-in-law who has a big spending problem, and he says, look, I have the solution. I just need you to come down with me to the bank to get a ninth credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. That's not a solution.
Yeah, exactly.
A solution is a spend-down plan. Now, maybe as part of that, I have to go down to the bank with them and sign some papers as part of a spend-down plan, but just getting the ninth credit card is not any solution.
888-302-3684 on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny, did you put forth any of the info that's coming? It's information. It's caller information or listener information, facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter @Good Day Show with regard to continuing opinions about the continuing shutdown.
I did not. We asked on our I didn't yet this morning, but I will now. On our Facebook page, we asked how the shutdown is affecting you, and Walter says, I am breathing normally, the earth is rotating, and the polar bears aren't drowning.
There you go, sir. Thank you for putting that into a perspective we can all understand. 888-302-3684. Before we get to the callers, I thought we'd take a quick snippet from The View, the ladies on The View talking yesterday about the scare tactics that are being used in this shutdown situation. Especially the one I mentioned as well, the compromise. These people, the national security experts, say that all of the things going on or lack of things in Washington going on compromises our security.
The three-day government shutdown, neither side is budging. Now U.S. intelligence officers are warning that the shutdown is a threat to national security, and that puts us at increased risk. Why are you going on TV and telling everybody that?
I don't understand that.
I don't want you telling everybody that we know.
No.
Yeah.
But there's something about telling them. It's like when they say at the airport, we're now not going to be taking this, or we're going to allow you to take this. I'm like, don't let them know.
Right.
They don't want everyone. You can bring a knife on the plane. Shut up.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you, ladies. Good for you. Shut up. Or as some of you more with a little more oomph would say, shut the F up. They aren't going to say that, but shut up. Stop with this. It's madness. 888-302-3684. All right, let's get to your calls on this. As a preface to the calls on the government shutdown, here is an excerpt from a program that we monitor hosted by Mac Watson and Larry Gatos, who have three callers on with a focus on blame. And then I thought that would be a good place for us to start. And then your calls as well, because there are plenty of them to choose from. 888-302-3684. Here are Mac and Larry.
Who's at fault? Who do you want to blame?
I think it's actually a combination of both.
Okay.
Pick a side, Mike. Come on.
No, combination's fine.
I think it's a combination of both. Like, honestly, I think like all the politicians, they're just a bunch of whiners. And
right. So you would say Congress?
I'd say it's a joint effort. I am 100% absolutely completely against Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. So what is it? Both is well. Hold on. Both Congress and the president, or the Republicans and Democrat? Fast answer, quick.
Every single one of them.
Okay.
So everybody.
All parties. Okay. But it doesn't have to necessarily be just one, I guess.
All right, Sherry in Phoenix. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Who's at fault?
I think it's the Republicans and the Democrats.
Come on, Sherry. Pick a side.
I do, because this is what I think. I equate it to like a marriage.
Okay.
You have to work together to be successful.
Right.
And everybody thinks that they're right all the time. And I just feel like it's a compromise. And I just don't see any compromises from either side.
So Congress?
Republicans,
yes.
And Democrats in Congress.
In Congress. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Hello, Chris.
Who's at fault?
I'm going to say both as well.
Pick a side!
I'm sorry. Yep, both. I mean, come on. You can't tell me that they didn't see this coming down the road anyway. It's political posturing. They're pointing fingers. And, you know, to be honest, I also blame the American people because we keep voting these idiots in, and I don't know why we expect a different result. But
I think we did expect this result. That's why yeah. we keep putting the same dopes in office every single time we get to vote.
I think that there is the, what do they say, there's the rub, 888-302-3684, but yet people will say, there, it's not their congressman's fault, it's another congressman's fault, or that kind of stuff, back and forth. The president blames John Boehner for the shutdown, telling everybody that Boehner was blocking a solution to end the whole thing. And so, what do you think of that? 888-302-3684. Nick in Tennessee is listening to the Good Day program.
I work for the Office of Social Security Administration in Falls Church, Virginia, and as of 10 a.m. yesterday morning, I was furloughed. Federal employees should have seen this coming. The first day Boehner took office, he said, the federal government's too big, it's too fat, jobs are going to be lost, and if it happens, so be it. We haven't had a pay raise in 4 years. Now we get furloughed. We are basically pawns in this pathetic game.
Yeah, but you're going to get
the
paid.
House GOP is playing.
Yeah,
it's really sad.
You're going to get paid, sir. So how are you a pawn in this? We're the pawns. We're the fools. We're the dopes that are going to pay you for doing nothing. It's not your fault that they sent you home. That where is the leadership there? Why are you being sent home if ultimately you're going to get paid? How's that a good deal for the American taxpayer? 888-302-3684. Kenny, I would have thought that there'd be a lot of, I guess, anger or angst aimed in the direction of the nearest phone or the nearest Twitter or Facebook account when it comes to this sort of thing. The fact that these furloughed employees are worried, they say they're a pawn. They're not a pawn because they're being paid. We're the ones who are the pawns. Is there a specific response to that? I claimed earlier in the week that they were going to get unemployment, and it turned out as that shook out, yeah, they were entitled to it. They'd get it, but they had to pay it back once they get paid when they go back to work. So what are our thoughts on those specific sides of this story?
Well, Jaylin says on our Facebook page that she's a government contractor. She says, I am alternating vacation time with leave without pay on my time card. Once I run out of vacation, I will use leave without pay. Some people don't have vacation. We will not get paid retroactively.
No, they won't. The contractors will not. The federal employees will. I believe that's how it shakes out. 888-302-3684. It's 17 for the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Friday.
Well, your heart looks good. Cholesterol levels are fine. So tell me again what's happening.
Well, doctor, once a week I get totally lightheaded.
Mm-hmm.
The whole room starts to spin.
Mm.
My heart starts pounding like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes my toes go numb.
Really? And where are you when this happens?
The checkout line at Kohl's.
I think we've discovered the cause.
Don't miss Kohl's two-day fall favorite sale Friday and Saturday. Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Kohl's. Expect great things.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 plus. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I got to tell you something today. I'm afraid. Now, how many of us are afraid of something? It could be an animal. It could be a person. It could be an event. It could be the future. But have we ever asked ourselves, what does the word afraid really mean? Well, according to the dictionary, it is having a dislike for something. And I got to tell you, the dictionary actually had afraid of hard work, believe it or not. And afraid also means filled with concern or regret over an unwanted situation. I'm afraid I won't be able to go. But you know what? I have a different meaning for the word afraid. That means you don't have control. And because you do not have control, you're afraid of the outcome. One way to get rid of the word afraid, the emotion and the feeling that goes along with it, is to say to yourself, I'm in control. There's nothing to be afraid of. I know what I'm doing. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
The new fall flooring styles are here. And we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood. New bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo. New laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood. New bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo. New laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Here we do that thing we do. It's called the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. This hour we monitor a lot of talk radio programs, talk television programs, to sort of get a sense of what's being reported, what's being said, what's being asked, so that we can find a middle road. And then you take it away, excuse me, with your opportunity for calls. And we have, let's see, Linda's on the line in Washington on Congress.
Federal workers are people, people with families, people who are veterans, and people who have families who are suffering and because of this shutdown. And what I want to talk about this morning is the jeopardy that this shutdown is putting families in. First of all, my husband's a commercial fisherman, and he's out fishing this morning, and he can't get access to the marine weather. That puts his life in an unsafe situation. So not only am I worried about what's going on at work, I'm worried about my family because of the shutdown. So when the piecemealing on the other side of the carpet, as they say, comes in and they say, well, we're putting the veterans at jeopardy, or the people on Social Security at jeopardy, or our government employees special, it's really not about any of that. It's about all of that, and we need to be aware of how we are putting families' lives in jeopardy.
I think cognitive was the word you're looking for. Thank you for that call and your experience. It's good to hear another person's experience that is a federal worker or connected to federal workers. 888-302-3684. More now from Fred, who's listening to KUGN in Oregon.
I would like to try to take it to a little higher level here if we could. I think all of us need to look at ourselves as Americans and stop letting political parties define who we are. It's obvious that the power in Washington is not working. It doesn't work consistently for either party. And constantly we're stuck with this idea that one's right and one's not right, but none of them are really listening to anything that any of us out here really hope for that they would accomplish. They don't, they've got their special interests and they're going to keep doing that. And we can change this as Americans, but as split party people, we're not going to ever be able to change this. We need to rein back this power by rising above it and being Americans first and demanding that we limit the power out of federal Washington to control our lives. But they have way too much power and they divide us and conquer. And we can do this at the ballot box. We really need to get rid of a lot of people that have been there way too long and are entrenched in their party ideas.
Amen to that, brother. Amen to that. We say it, but we don't do it. 888-302-3684. A moment for some other things going on here. We'll spend some time on Obamacare in a few minutes. The weather this weekend is not going to be good if you're in Louisiana. All the way, actually, you stretch the coastline from Louisiana to Florida. Tropical storm Karen moving in there. Plus, if you're in Montana, Wyoming, or Colorado, you can expect a foot of snow. I'm dreaming of a white Columbus Day. It's a 51 after here on Good Day.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
All right, the blame is continuing, the blame game, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen. I haven't blamed anything on anybody yet, Kenny. Maybe I should blame you for me being late today. What's the story?
sorry about that.
You should have known. No, that's Uri's job. 888-302-3684, Elisa's job. Conversation about health care as part of the government shutdown has been prevalent this week. As an example of some of the conversations, and there were lots and lots of them that we heard, here's host Aaron Flint talking to an insurance analyst named Steve Bentley about the problems that have cropped up already in the implementation of the new Health Care Act.
Steve, how have the first few days of the exchanges been going from your perspective?
Well, the government wasn't prepared right. We know the quote from Senator Baucus about the train wreck of implementation. We are seeing the train wreck develop in front of our eyes of implementation. They didn't get started early enough. They didn't dedicate enough resources. What you're hearing from all of the exchange-related sources is that we just didn't expect this much traffic. Well, what did you expect? I mean, you know, five people were going to log on the first day? That's nuts. Everybody and their brother was going to be in there.
They go around passing $100 bills. Of course people are going
to... The traffic from the media alone was enough to dump the system. Yeah. And that's what it is. It is entirely traffic-related. They simply don't have enough servers to handle the amount of inquiries that are taking place. It's as if Amazon.com were trying to operate on one-tenth of the computers that they have right now. If that were the case, you'd never be able to log on and buy something. The first day was horrible. I logged in at 4 in the morning and immediately got the "Hi, we're busy" sign that everybody's been getting. And I just let it sit there, and I think after about 90 minutes, it finally transferred into the next page, which is where you can sign on and start to do something. And there have been all kinds of reports about people who've gotten that far and put information in, and then it's gotten dumped. Again, that's a traffic problem. What happens is they go to actually submit the information, and the computers are busy with the other 25 million people who have tried to get in there and get their information. Now, this morning, about 6 o'clock, I got on. And got the sign as soon as I logged in, but it transferred me over in about 10 minutes. So there's some improvement.
Yeah, it makes you wonder how many people were going there to legitimately try to purchase the health care through there, and how many were just interested in seeing if it's running, how well it's running, especially when you see headlines. You know, at least this is from the Drudge Report, so of course this is a different perspective from it. But some of the links that Drudge is sharing is Louisiana, the question of whether zero enrolled there. California says 5 million hits. The actual number was 645,000. There's also a link. Some states' websites see less than 1% sign-up rate. So I guess it's a question of, even if it is fully up and running, even when we move past the, hey, give us your tax returns, give us your health records, but disregard the glitches.
All right. So how many of you have gone through this this week? I think a lot of people have. It's a big issue talked about by lots of folks. Actually, I found this well, all right, let's talk to Jeff about all this. Jeff, go ahead. You're on the Good Day program. Hi.
Yes, sir. As I was saying,
Nobody knows what you were saying, sir, because you went on the air, so from the beginning.
I was saying that, all this Obamacare, it's just the government forcing stuff on us.
All right, we got that. We've heard that 100,000 times. Have you got something new to add to the conversation? No. Let's keep moving. 888-302-3684. Here's host Chris Conley talking about some of the stranger things that have been said in this debate and discussion over health care.
As we get down to crunch time on the Obamacare exchanges and a temporary funding bill that will or won't defund health care, let's take a look back at some of the wacky quotes surrounding this most unusual law. The website Politico.com has posted some of their favorites. "We have to pass the bill so you can find out what's in it," from then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi. This is the all-time zinger about what's wrong with Congress. No one knew what was in this bill when it was voted on, and even today it has little surprises that are still being discovered. There is a simple gimmick that an upscale candidate could use to get a seat in Congress. Imagine someone who said, "I promise not to vote on anything till I've had time to read it." You'd probably vote for that person. How about this Obamacare quote? "Everybody has to buy food sooner or later, so if you define food as a market, then you can force people to buy broccoli." That's from Associate Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, and the court agreed with his argument 5-4. On that basis, they struck down Obamacare's individual mandate as unconstitutional, until Chief Justice Roberts decided the individual mandate was actually a tax. Never mind that President Obama stated on 22 separate occasions that it wasn't. You think you've heard these same excuses before? You're right. When the country belatedly recognized the wrongs of slavery, there were some who dug in their heels and said, "Slow down, it's too early, let's wait, things aren't bad enough." Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid saying there's an equivalency between people in bondage picking cotton and a nation that doesn't pay for health care.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
We always love Harry Reid and his comments. Right on the money. Yes, no, no, not even maybe. 888-302-3684. I'm sure.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.